good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I do hope you have, or will, go to your TV and watch what's occurring in France. So far, 158 people have been murdered. And so the gory details I'll leave to you. You need to watch it and consider that people are exiting that country and going to England. And that's for sure, guaranteed, especially Jewish people. And the rich people can afford it and the poor people can't. See, so they have to stay in that hellhole that was once France. But French people somehow have always been, I don't know, I haven't the word for it, not quite like us, you see. But what I'm thinking next is, where will the English people go? Because they got the same problem with radicalized Muslims with them. So where will they go? To America? No. What are we going to do about what's wrong with us? Because we have a dictator in power. You know that, don't you? I just heard one of the presidential candidates, you know, running for president, of course, say that Obama is what I just said. He's a tyrant, basically. And we need to do something about it, don't we? Just a little thing I want to read to you, if you don't mind. I have an article from the Gatestone Institute from 2014. And let me just read a little piece of it to you and make some comments. It's written by Guy Mueller. I hope I sustained it correctly, and in the Gatestone Institute in 2014. But he says, polls show that more than 70% of the French expect that France will become a country under the submission of Islam. And the number of Jews leaving France is steadily increasing, and French people who have the means, the financial means, also leave the country. Most others expect the worst. Polls show that French are now the most pessimistic people in Europe. And they also show that 70% of the French are afraid of the rise of Islam in France. You know how determined the Islamic fundamentalist is and the ability to radicalize almost anybody. These things I want to talk about. This is a good subject. It's a bad situation. A very sad situation. But this is going to happen to America in our own way first. Our country is falling apart. You've got the radicalization of the blacks. You know, black lives count. I mean, that's a battle cry. It only became a battle cry because of the way our country has dealt with it. And with the media, we need to talk more about the media. Anyway, I'll say a little bit more that more than 70% in 2014 were afraid of the rise of Islam in France. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen to us too. More than 8 million Muslims live in France. That's nice. Most of them are French citizens, and the Muslim population in France continues to grow. France is now a main Muslim country in Europe. Successful French governments can decide to expel a Muslim preacher or a recruiter of the jihadist fighters, but they can deny visas, and they seem unable to do more. That's the government. Although the French government denies it, it seems clear that the substantial ransoms were paid to Islamist groups for the release of French hostages. $28 million. Okay, but I'm speaking as loud as I can, so The creak you just heard is me moving my microphone. Anyway, there's a lot of things going on in the world, and it's weakness that allows it. Being too kind and too loving. See, where we're going to be talking about this sort of thing when we break for a little moment or two. Please support the program. My name is Roy Masters, and I'm going to talk to our mental robots here. Okay, we'll be right back.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, I finally found the word I was looking for 2 weeks ago. Fat lot of good that was, because I needed to use it then. But you know how it is. You know, you want to say something, you forget what it is. And lo and behold, 2 weeks later, I see it. Fat lot of good that is too. But I've got it. And the word is radicalization. David couldn't figure it out. I couldn't. But here it is. Radicalization. And that's what's going on in France. And we have our own radicalization to deal with, just like them. And so where are we going to go to? France. The people are leaving France when they have money and taking their families and fortunes with them. But those who cannot will become subject to the radicalized Muslims. You know, I was talking yesterday about the way we treat each other and how many people have been murdered in one form or another, whole nations murdered, cultures murdered. Many of you have, you know, if you look back in your ancestry, you'll see that nearly every Holocaust, that's the word, Holocaust is the right word. Holocaust is 6 million or 1 million. It's still a Holocaust. It goes on everywhere. And why is that so? What is the mechanism that seems so quick to suddenly, out of nowhere, actually, it isn't nowhere, we're just not looking. We're just putting off what we're seeing. And we keep putting off what we're seeing, the danger to come. And that's what we do in America. We slowly but surely put off seeing what is about to happen, what's coming down the pike. And every tick of the clock, it gets worse. And as it gets worse, we tend to want to not look at what got worse and yield to it until it's too late. The Jewish people in Germany is a bad example, almost said a good example, a bad example. They knew what was coming with Hitler, but many people left. If they had the money, they left. Went to England, came to America, even though they weren't too welcomed in America. But they left. They left their Mercedes behind and their stores and everything, and they knew it. But the people who couldn't afford it or didn't want to afford it because they're too involved with stuff, if you know what I mean, they love their car, they love their the store, they love their family, and, you know, it's sort of like you put off what you shouldn't. And then they got, well, they have to pay the price. But the big thing that I want to say about this. It is simply a radicalization, because that's a good word, to radicalize, to assemble a larger and larger number of people who are not happy, dissatisfied. See, because you see that every person on the face of the earth, to some degree, I would say there's a small percentage, which is a large number, considering the number of people in the world. So let's put them aside, and let's take what we've seen over and over again. Genocide. Over and over again, doesn't matter what color you are, you go back in time, each one of you go back to your time with your ancestors and see, regardless of what race or color or creed they were, every person is murdered. But what is the ratio of victim to bully? It is very high that there's more of the bullies than there is of those who are killed. And there's a psychological reason for that, is that the bully is really a coward. And the bully that's really a coward has been made a bully. See? So, but there's something about being made into a bully that has some experience that is responsible for that. The bully actually is a coward and suppressing lots of hostility and anger and hoping upon hope every time. To go along, to get along, you only get screwed. It's a pardon expression. And that submissiveness tends to rob them of their skills, their common sense, create mental, emotional feelings and anxieties, and the hate builds up. And pretty soon, instead of, they have an outburst and suddenly feel powerful, so no longer a coward, but becoming a bully. So basically, a coward is a bully only when he has something less strong or weaker than they are. And that's an individual person. But there are millions of people, like in Hitler Germany, for example, in 1918, and forward from there, they weren't treated right with the Treaty of Versailles. They weren't treated properly, and there was lots of anger and hostility in Germany, lots and lots of anger towards the Allies who did them wrong. We won't go into all of that. But the anger grew and has to have a place to go. And Adolf Hitler, understood his opportunity. The opportunity is that the majority is angry, and they need to vent it because they burst, if you don't mind the expression. So they're angry. And the anger makes them suggestible to the thoughts in their own mind, which is to kill, to vent. Yesterday I spoke about Moses, how he dealt with venting with the Israelites as they wandered around the desert for 40 years. He had a scapegoat, and everybody laid their hands on it, on the scapegoat. And since he was the leader, the chief cook and bottle washer, then he could do things like that and assign a goat instead of a baby being thrown off a cliff, or a maiden, as in the other less less virtuous countries of history. And so people laid their hands on the goat, and they killed the goat, and everybody felt a little better. And it kind of works. It kind of worked. It did the job. But I'm making a point. There's a more grandiose, if that's the word, isn't the right word, but the one I got. It's grandiose when a body of people, a large number of people who are broken, disillusioned, that kind of thing, pessimistic, see, angry, where's my future? What has happened? Not realizing it was, they were part of giving in to whatever it is that made them pessimistic. So let me interrupt myself for a minute. If you have found your creator, if you understand the Judeo-Christian concept of virtue, if you understand Jesus who said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do," he wasn't being weak. He wasn't being weak by saying, going on the cross and saying that. He was saying, don't hate the hurter. Stand your ground no matter what. Because if you do, watch me in 3 days, this temple, he's speaking about himself, will regenerate. And that will give you a proof that what you were looking for, that there is eternal life. If you deal with eternal strife properly, see that? And so therefore he showed himself. Even though he's battered and smashed, you know, and tortured. I mean, completely broken. He rose from the tomb, the rock rolled away like magic, and he appeared with new clothes. Why not? You God makes the universe, he can give him a set of clothes. And I'm not joking there. But the point is, he's saying, you have to have the quality I have. You have to have the perfect relationship with your God. But where do you find such perfection? He says you become perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect. What's wrong with us, I'm leading to what's wrong with us, is that when we lose our perfection because we don't know how to hate the hurter. We don't know how to hate what is projecting its ugliness into us and making us its servant. It is like a sort of a grandiose, what word am I looking for? Codependence. You cannot help but be a victim by the bullying of anybody or a government keeps bullying you into submission. Or leading you in the wrong direction, and making you everybody like in France, they feel all pessimistic. As I was reading a few minutes ago, the French people are the most pessimistic people in Europe or anywhere. And the pessimism comes from going along, getting along, looking for happiness. You see. And being spoiled rotten, and well, I got to read something to you. Where is it? Here it is. I want to read something to you. I knew I'd had to come to this point sooner or later, and then I'll go on with my point. It says here. Let me see. I've got my own book here. Okay, it says this is scripture. Woe unto the flesh that depends upon the flesh. And the soul that depends upon them both. Woe unto you that men shall speak well of you. Blessed are you when men shall separate you from their company, persecute you, speak evil of you for righteousness' sake, for great is your reward. So this is the final battle of relativity in life. See, that's what I said in my book. So I just quoted from my book the few extra words. So you have to, as a people, There is so much cruelty going on. You have a tyrant, a dictator for a president. If you can't see it now, it'll be too late for you to see it later. So it's beginning. The anger is beginning to froth. See, and that when the anger begins to build up, it's got to go somewhere, and it has to find a group of people smaller than itself, say Jews, like it was then. Okay, we'll be right back. Right away, didn't we have a little commercial? All right, we have computer problems. All right, so let me give a little commercial. Please support my program. And the reason I can help you find the ability to stand up in a right way and not stand up in a wrong way as an individual and as in groups, because what I just described is going to come down the pike. And a smaller number of people, in this case, because we have a dictator in power, see, and creating anxiety and anger amongst the black Americans so that they can't be wrong no matter what they do. I mean, this is a very dangerous situation we're having in America too, but the biggest mistake and the biggest danger that I see is for people like a smaller number of people, in, like Jewish people. You see, if I remember correctly, that Islam has somehow been able to take over France and many other parts of Europe too by terrorism. And terrorism has the power to make you submissive, even though it's not happening to you in your area. The news media will keep on picking up these horror stories of small numbers of people blowing up large numbers of people. And so the whole idea, and there's something here I want to read to you here too. Well, I'll talk to you about this in a few minutes. But let me just jump into, just change the subject a little bit, because we're talking about what I call mental robots made in America. The self-destruct. I wrote an article in 2005, and I've got it in front of me, and I want to read it to you a little bit. It's Mental Robots Made for America to Self-Destruct. You mean somebody, you can't be destructed by nothing. You'll be destructed by something or a group. And there's 8 million Muslims in France, but they're taking over the country through terror. And I said a few moments ago that according to the article I was reading to you just now, is that the French are the most pessimistic. They are down in the mouth. They don't know what to do. They don't stand for anything. They just don't stand up. It's just like most of us. We do the same thing. We're too into stuff. Too much into pleasures, too much into welfare and all the rest of it. You know, 40% of Americans don't work. 40% don't work. They don't need to. They don't have to pay taxes or anything. They get everything they want. Something is going wrong terribly here, but it hasn't been going wrong just yesterday. It was in the last administration, and before that, it's been three administrations to come to this miserable state that we are also becoming pessimistic and demoralized. And then in demoralization, we then go to drugs and alcohol. And well, there's a certain freedom that Adam had, for example. It's a freedom from right to do wrong. It's a very strong pull. But the biggest wrong you can do after you're into that freedom from right to do wrong is to become frustrated through that freedom. See, frustrated because everything goes wrong. And you and but on that path you're going to make everything you did wrong right. And but the more you try to do make the wrong right, the worse it becomes. And that becomes a mental problem for psychiatry. But sooner or later, if you have enough of those people burying it at anger and frustration for whatever reason, whether they are frustrated because they're on welfare and they see everybody else and they're driving nice cars, but they get enough to eat and exist. See, but they can't progress. They get jealous and frustrated, and then comes a person who works them and intimidates them into behavior. It turns into behavior. And when there's enough of them, and there's got to be a large number, they will pick on a group of people that are weak. The French people are very weak and feeble. So therefore, it doesn't take a large number of radicalized Muslims. It doesn't take just a few people to blow up this and blow up that and to be daring to create reaction and fear in the population. So that reaction and fear makes them submissive. They have a submissive inclination. And that can be enlarged by more, so that a small number can actually take over a large number of people. And then the horror comes. Then the horror comes. Now, I'm going to read to you my article, Mental Robots, and how it comes about. And then I shall not read exactly word for word, because each sentence will give me an insight to say more about it. So it says, well understood that limelight and brass brands can do more than persuade, than can be achieved by the most eloquent train of thought. With bright lights and exciting personalities, it's possible to make almost anyone believe it and do anything. And by catching the victim young, with state-funded education and equipment, social engineers in America have bred politically correct experts on everything aimed at making the American dream fail. There is a war between the good people, meaning in America, especially in America, the good people that are the, what we call the middle class, as separated from what used to be a smaller poor class, and on the other side, a rich, small rich class. But the common man, the middle class, is where we should be. Take away the middle class, and that's what's happening. Destroy that, you have tyranny. The middle class is all decent people, and not easily persuaded. If you terrorize them, you frighten them, pretty soon you divide them. Some of them will go along with the enemy, and some of them will try to stand up and not be able to do so because he doesn't know what that means. He'll do his best.
George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be still and know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Are you struggling with a sexual problem? You need to read Roy Masters' book, Understanding Sexuality. In Roy Masters' book, he says, "The great white father of psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, came very close to basic truth, but before he had quite reached it, he veered off into the outer reaches of scientific confusion. If only he had been able to view the facts that his searching mind uncovered by the light of spiritual discernment, he might have discovered the truth about man's nature. He might have discovered, for instance, that the sex drive in man is somehow linked with and blossoms from a traumatic experience with a parent long forgotten. Of course, but nonetheless, there at the core of his being, surrounded and hidden by the concentric growth rings of subsequent traumatic experience that have binded him to the original violation of his human identity." It's Understanding Sexuality by Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com.
He's the jingle in your pocket, worth the jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along a shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway in the fragment.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, I was talking about mental robots made in America, made to self-destruct. And I want to talk about this a little bit. I was saying it is well understood that the limelight and brass bands can do more to persuade than can be achieved by the most eloquent train of thought of this person here, especially. With bright lights and exciting personalities, it's quite possible to make almost anyone believe and do anything. By catching the victim young, you can radicalize them. And with state-funded education and equipment, social engineers have bred, they're jumping in there so that you don't have really real people in the media. You know, social engineers, that's what they call. They have bred politically correct experts on everything aimed into making Americans' dream fail by giving all the wrong information. And the schools too. So they infected the schools. I just want to say, if I wanted to conquer America, if I had that wicked instinct, and you can ask me, well, what is that? Where does that come from? Where does the wicked instinct come from? I can explain all that, but it gets in the way of what I want to say right now. So, by capturing the young with state-funded education, see that? So I'll now take the point. If I wanted to, I actually forgot the point I was going to make, is I would go to the universities. I see some things going on in the universities right now. I'm not quite sure exactly what I'm seeing, but when I get the handle on it, I'll talk to you about it. But if I, with my knowledge on mind control, hypnosis, I would pick a liberal college, see, or university, and settle there as a psychologist, teacher in psychology with a degree, and then teach, multiply myself by causing the students to accept communism as psychiatry, which has resulted in, or is a failure as far as psychology is concerned. So that's the reason why they give the people who are suffering from emotional and mental problems a worst cause. I didn't say that right. It gives them I multiply myself by rewarding those who pass my examination. So I have 50 in the class, maybe 40 make it. And I'm only going to make it if they learn what they're supposed to learn, and you give them a degree. And then you've multiplied yourself, and that multiplication continues as they go to fine positions of influence, and so on and so forth. And the schools, the union schools, that has done our kids in, and we never stopped what it was they were doing. And I've been screaming at the top of my head for years and years and years and years, and it didn't, the media sort of muffled me down so you couldn't hear what I was saying. And so isolated me, but here I am still. And so I won't bother you with all that. But they multiply themselves like vermin. And they're very good at it. And so it's not difficult to demoralize a whole country with wrong kind of authorities, like you've got one in the White House right now. You have a communist dictator in the White House, very clearly, picking, rewarding all people who think like him and making enemies of those who don't. See? So that I just read a little article just now. He said, So listen to this article I just from the Bible. Woe unto the flesh that depends upon the flesh, and the soul that depends upon them both. Woe unto you that men shall speak well of you. Blessed are you that men so separate you from their company, persecute you, speak evil of you for righteousness' sake, for great is your reward. Bang. See? So it is a natural for a person to want to be liked. But there's the wrong kind of relationship going on. You're looking for approval, but you don't want approval from that kind of teacher. You don't want a degree from that kind of teacher, but that's, once they have settled in that nest, nice and cozy, with lots of them going spreading from university to university, they don't know what they're doing. They think they're teaching psychiatry or whatever it is that is mingled in to make people doubt themselves or make them subject in a hypnotic sort of way. A compulsory. When you send your kid to a school, you're transferring your authority from yourself, assuming that you have authority in the home, and they're not, you know, radicalized, you know, they're not radicalization material. But still, if you hand them over to the union schools, like we've been doing all these years, and putting up with it, because we don't know how to stand up to it for the sake of our kids. And there's a whole story there. You will radicalize the children. You destroy them. It's almost like you're giving, you've got $100,000 in a bag, say, to a teacher. Would you mind taking care of this bag of money while I go in shopping? You wouldn't do that. If you're going to do that, you want to know somebody you trust. You can't trust most teachers these days. I've been saying that for a long time. So there's a lot of trouble brewing and a lot of dissatisfaction, and kids can't work and degrees don't work. Degrees don't mean anything. And they got $60,000 of debt by the government, and it's more than $1 trillion. And the degrees they have, they can't use. There's nothing. It's all nonsense. Just having a degree doesn't mean a thing. If you're brainwashed, but it means something if you're an attorney that turns against the Constitution. But you have lots of those, don't you? Where do they come from? Well, they got their degree. They got everything upside down. And these attorneys don't understand it either. You don't have to be stupid to be radicalized. You only need the background I just described. So, let me get back to the basics of it. With bright lights and exciting personalities, it's possible to make almost anyone, this is another level, make anyone believe and do anything by catching a victim, young, with state-funded education and equipment. Social engineers, that's communism, have bred a particularly correct experts on everything aimed at making Americans' dream fail because they're doing the wrong thing. Medicine is, in my day, doctors were noble. In these days, good doctors are not wanted anymore, and they don't want to be part of what is going on. The murder of 500,000 people every year in hospitals. Yes, 500,000 every year. I've been in hospitals twice, and three times I've been through a whole bunch of stuff. I'll talk to you about that other time. And I survived it. And I've been through that journey. I've lived to expose it and to explain to you that you don't no longer have medicine. You only have doctors who guess. You get good doctors, of course. They're still there. But they're diminishing. And foreign ones, and some of them are good coming from India, a few of them are good, but mostly they're deadbeats. And I've been into that hospital with deadbeats. It was really scary, but I wasn't scared, of course. But the point is, what you're getting is drugs. So you've got thousands and thousands of different symptoms. It all basically goes down to being miseducated. That's right. Being corrupted. See, being radicalized, if you like. But radicalization doesn't mean to say you're violent. It means you're just screwed. You don't know, you know, you don't rear end from your elbow. You are actually programmed for the rest of your life away from the light of truth, because there is evil and good in the world. Evil you see. Evil hates the good. America used to be good, but it's losing its goodness. It's losing its strength. And we've sacrificed ours. The reason why yesterday I was very moved when I spoke about, which I already knew about, but when I spoke about 238,000 veterans left in the lurch to die, I just, on the radio, I couldn't help it. But it seemed like it fell on dead bodies. The big thing going on right now is Black Lives Matter. What the hell? Look how you can create armies of people fighting each other over that, and nobody moves. Or you can't get enough people together to make a change in the VA. See, I'm beginning to lose it right now when I'm talking about it. These people, their bodies are dead, and these are the remnant. The 280,000 still can't get it. This president wants them to die, don't you get it? The more soldiers who die, the better, as far as he's concerned. Anyway, be right back. Don't go.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
You know why anti-Semitism in Europe is growing? Because of fear of jihadists. Yes, it only takes a few people to live in fear, and then in your fear you want to give in to go along, to live, to get along. And that's how, if we're not careful, we're going to be accosted in a different way. And not so much by violence to begin with, by deception. Okay, now, I could hear music, so you can get rid of that. Can you please? Thank you. Oh, we're in a break, are we? All right. The 15 seconds. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And please support our work with a check and regular, if you don't mind. Thank you.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I was just saying, you know, but the anti-Semitism in Europe is growing. And so why? What have they done? They're just a minority. And they're brighter than other people around them, which causes other people to envy and be jealous. I know that from personal experience with other people. And believe it or not, my wife was jealous for me about me for a while she's smiling at me. She's paid a price for that. We'll talk about that some other day. But it is the sheer horror of what's going on that frightens the timid. The people are not connected to their creator. And instead of standing up, they tend to want to become one of them and be accepted by one of them so they can stay alive in their miserable, you know, mud bodies. Okay. So that's what it is. So if a Jewish person would do something bad, the chances are it could be a point where America would turn. Many people in America would turn on the Jewish people as a whole and throw them out. Many people would. Because of their own frustrations, need something smaller to vent on. Just like the father vents on his kids, or a mother vents on the kids, where they wouldn't vent on somebody bigger and stronger than themselves. And they cannot help themselves. That's the funny part. You can't help yourself. So let me get back to my article. So after World War II, the media became infiltrated with mind-altering journalists, and through something called transference, college students were made to doubt their own common sense, as I was saying in my ad libs aspect of this program. To see black as snow as black, right as wrong, and pass that reality on to a susceptible public. Programmed elitists can generate an elegant arrays of defense based upon fiercely believing flawed facts they had learned and programmed them, so they really don't know. They're very good explaining and excusing themselves with great skills. But yet, all wrong, but it sounds all right. See, it sounds all right to them, and it may sound wrong to you, but if you don't get it and you don't believe it, then God help you. You don't get a degree, or in the case of Jews and Germany, you just get killed. Because it gets to that degree. You either vent it on somebody privately and it's minimal, but when it becomes a mess thing, it's a real mess thing. And so you need to understand, every one of you, if you want to save your country, you're going to have to learn to stand up to your countrymen who are now programmed by your colleges. I've just asked a friend of mine who runs a big radio network to let me go to the college and talk to the students, and I'll show them, I want to show them how to deal with those kids. And we'll see if that comes about. I'll let you know. The philosopher Voltaire said madness is to have an erroneous perception and to reason correctly with it. Most people can come to see something is wrong, but they don't know what to do about it. We have become one nation under expert therapists, equally oblivious to the fact they're enslaving idiots and making everyone worse. In other words, they're no longer communists, they're extensions of them, but they don't know. They think they're American. They're really communists and playing the role because of what they went to school and they listened to brass bands and God knows what. Because brass bands and music and all kinds of it's all got programming in the music. Even to get people to kill each other. It's free speech, so you hear music a lot like that. Thank God it hasn't gone too far. But a lot of kids will listen to that kind of music. This says kill policemen. See, look what's happening. Look what's happening. Can't you see that you've got 1 year left? God help you. Because the worst is you've elected the worst to come. And I can't be persnickety about this. I've got to make the point. Your country's finished if you don't learn to stand up. You've got to be very careful how you stand up. You have to expect from that people around you to persecute you. As I said, you don't want to go along to get along or look the other way. Sooner or later, if you don't do anything, you don't stand for anything, you're not anything. In America, we should be different. We should be able to stand up. But free speech is now beginning to become, not too popular. And you can see the shutdown of free speech growing. And I don't know what's going on in the universities right now. I just have to watch it so I can make some comment. What I'm really talking to is what I wrote Look, I go back so far. I'm almost 88. No wonder that weight. No wonder. It's a wonder I can do a program, let alone that. So anyway, so we have, let me just read this again, the philosopher Voltaire said that madness is to have an erroneous perception and reason correctly from it. Most people can see something is wrong but don't do anything about it. We have become a nation under expert therapists who are equally oblivious to the fact that they're enslaving idiots, making everyone worse. We'll be right back. All right, well, just got 1 minute, right? Okay. Please, ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need my help to help you, to save your country. Because there's something you need right now because you're under psychological attack and psychological warfare. Please, you've got to learn to stand up without being upset. Because when you get upset, they own you. That's it. You only have to stand up and get put down and you're finished. Only once. And you can't stop after that. Now, it's happened to you already, so I can help you overcome that. And you go to my website, fhu.com, and get the 7-minute meditation. And please support my work, fhu.com.